Bonjour, c'est l'épisode 9. Today we're going to talk about bits and pieces. First, the sound I or I, when the letter A is in front of I, deux L, E. The sound is I or I. Let's start with I. Bille, fille, faucille, cédille, millet, grillé. Now, aille, faille, faillir, braille, marmaille, assaille. Then let's talk about the sound ch. In French, it's spelled ch. Like chanter, méchant, marcher, fâché, apache. And let's talk about the sound sion when it's written T-I-O-N. Like in all those Latin words that you have in English too, like constitution, revolution, in French we have the sound sion. Even if it's written T-I-O-N, we pronounce it sion. Révolution, organisation, préparation, constitution. Now I would like to talk about two letters, G and C. They can have two different sounds. G can become G if it's followed by a U, U in French. And we need it if we want to have the sound G, we need to put a nu after the G. Like orgue, gué. For the C or C in French, we have the same problem. If we want it to be S or pronounced like an S, we need to put a cédille. A cédille is like a little comma under the C. If C is in front of O, A, U, the sound is K. La co, ka, q. If you want it to be S, you need to put that CD under the C. Like sa, déçu. And then to finish, next episode, which will be about consonants in French, let's talk about two different sounds with L, involving L. L in French is not like L in English. L is L, and there's no sound. It doesn't sound. So when it's added to P, for example, or B, it doesn't make the same sound as in English, pull or bull. We don't have that. We just pronounce the two letters one at a time. Like planche, pluie for P-L, or bleu for B-L. And that's it. And that's not very difficult. For the next episode, we'll talk about consonants. À bientôt!